Number 62 from January of 2009, The Correct Sequence. Last week, Deborah and I went to my favorite store, really the only store you need, Rural King, and bought a new wood-burning stove to put in our basement for emergency heat if the power goes off. We thought it might add a little supplementary heat as well on a regular basis. Thanks to Leon Kniga for help with hauling and installing, we got the job done. After smoking up the house a little bit, the stove seemed to burn fine. I was disappointed, however, in how much heat the stove actually put out. As I trudged out to the pasture to pick up a few small logs and bring them back up the hill and down into the basement, I began to think that this stove had better start cranking up the heat a little bit if it wanted me to keep making these treks out in the pasture for logs. As I thought this over, it seemed to me that what I was really doing was saying to the little stove, "If you give me more heat, I'll give you more logs." But of course, that's not the way it works. The actual sequence is the other way around. "If you give me more logs, then I'll give you more heat," the little stove might say to me. That started me thinking about other sequences that we might have backwards in life. For example, we may bargain with God that if he makes our life turn out well, then we will praise him and read his word more often. The correct sequence is that if we praise God and read his word, then we will automatically have a life of joy, despite whatever occasional problems we have. Maybe we do the same thing with worship. If worship would be more meaningful and interesting, then I would come and get more involved. Isn't that also the other way around? If I would come more often and get involved and give something to worship, then wouldn't it be more meaningful? I know people do the same sort of thing in marriages. If my wife would show me more affection, then I would do more things for her and be more thoughtful to her. Shouldn't that really go, if I would do more things for my wife and be more thoughtful, then maybe she would be more affectionate to me? Even parents do this sort of thing with children. If these kids of mine would just behave and listen to me once in a while, then I would take time to read to them and play with them, but they're such brats, how can I? It's the other way around. If I would take time to listen to them, read to them, and play with them, maybe they would value the relationship and try to behave better. There is always another way to look at our interactions with other people and with God, isn't there? So, I guess I'll have to go out and start bringing in some more wood.